This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare, health news, and technology channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Mei Wang, co-founder and CTO of Zingbox, a Silicon Valley IoT security startup, and is on a mission to cure IoT healthcare life or death mission. There are many IoT security pain points and loopholes discovered in healthcare. This podcast today will explore the fundamental challenges, why the current solutions fail, and how IoT devices can be secured to save lives. Dr. Wang, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, Dr. Wang, what is Zingbox's vision? I think that's a great place to start.
Zingbox's vision is to secure connected devices, that is the Internet of Things, IoT. As you may know well, Eric, by 2020, it's predicted that we'll have tens of billions of connected devices, which will be five times of all the total number of PCs and cell phones we have today. And all these connected IoT devices bring lots of convenience to our work and daily life, but at the same time also dramatically increase the security risk surface. IoT devices are different from traditional IT equipment. They are purposely built for a fixed set of repetitive tasks. They are often deployed in large quantities and are very diverse in terms of hardware, software, and applications. They often have very limited resources, such as limited power, CPU, memory, network bandwidth, etc. And most importantly, they are not prepared to protect themselves. And all of these make securing IoT very challenging. And in the meanwhile, IoT devices are being used in operations, often at critical infrastructure. So if an IoT device is compromised compared to a PC or cell phone, the consequences can be much more severe. Not only it can cause data leakage, privacy issues, but also can interrupt operations and can be life-threatening. So the stakes for IoT security are much higher. As more and more IoT devices are being deployed, IoT security becomes an increasingly important issue, and Zingbox is set to address that issue.
Now, you have a statement, IoT healthcare life or death mission. What's so critical about this mission?
Hackers have already shown us that they can hack into connected medical devices, such as IV pumps, insulin pumps, pacemakers, etc. Any control and changes to these devices can be life or death for patients. Actually, healthcare is a sector that is rapidly adopting IoT devices. Most hospitals we talk to, on average, nowadays, each hospital bed has about 10 to 15 IoT devices. And the total number of IoT devices in the hospital has already exceeded the total number of traditional IT equipment, including PCs and cell phones. And these IoT devices include medical IoT devices and non-medical IoT devices. Medical IoT devices are things like infusion pumps, vital sign monitors such as thermometers, glucose monitors, ECG machines, etc., and lots of medical imaging systems such as MRI, CT, X-ray, ultrasounds. And the non-medical IoT devices include IP phones, printers, surveillance cameras, workforce management such as batch readers, or smart building and energy management such as HVAC systems, etc. And all these IoT devices actually bring significant benefits to safety, security, and quality of service for patients. They dramatically increase operation efficiency and reduce costs. And these are all the main driving force for IoT adoption. But also, at the same time, the biggest concern for IoT adoption is security. Actually, for the past 3 years, healthcare is the most hacked industry, even more than financial sector. Because the patient's record, each patient record on black market actually worth 20 times more than a credit card record, because the patient's health record includes critical information such as social security number, your health care insurance information. And criminals can leverage this information, do lots of things without your awareness. And also lots of hospitals we work with, the current devices are not secured. For example, lots of devices are communicating using non-encrypted protocols, which means the network traffic is not encrypted. Anybody can inject the traffic, can eardrop traffic. And also lots of systems are using very old operating systems without any security patches. Many hospitals last year actually experienced tens of thousands of ransomware attack attempts, and we only seeing this number is increasing dramatically year over year. So healthcare IoT devices become very lucrative, low-hanging fruits with all these security issues, and because the critical positions they are playing. So now we see lots of security incidents that either interrupt the current operation and the hackers are blackmailing hospitals, or hackers are leveraging these low-hanging fruits, non-secured IoT devices to get into more critical information such as electronic healthcare record. So IoT security in healthcare is an even more critical and urgent issue we see.
Now, Dr. Wang, at this point, how is Zingbox addressing this issue?
Because we realize this is going to be a critical, important issue for our patients, for the hospitals, for the healthcare industry, and we actually spent last 2.5 years focusing on nothing but studying IoT devices and studying what are the new challenges for IoT device security issues and what are the possible new solutions. And we have a team of experts from Stanford University, from MIT, from Google, who are experts in machine learning, network security, and big data analysis. And we actually found there are some special characteristics about all these IoT devices that are different from traditional equipment, and they would require new solutions to secure them. For example, in traditional network security, we're mainly chasing malware, which works because when we say we chase malware, it's like if somebody, some device is doing something bad the first time, and then we do a in-depth analysis on this particular malware, and we do signature and figure out what are the special characteristics about this malware. And when this malware appears again, then next time we can catch it. And this works relatively well because right now we have a relatively homogeneous environment, which means we have very limited number of platforms, the operating systems, the hardware. So the malware that works on your machine is going to be the same malware that works on my machine. So the signature-based malware chasing approach has been effective. But moving forward, there's, as we mentioned, there are going to be so many different kinds of IoT devices, and there are so many number of IoT devices. The malware that works on your digital door lock might not be the same malware that works on your Nest thermostat. So we don't think this malware catching approach is going to be effective anymore. And also in traditional network, in traditional security, there are two main parts. One is end security, one is network security. The end security now for lots of IoT devices, it's going to be very challenging to download or run an antivirus software, say, on your Nest thermostat, because it doesn't have the right kind of software to support antivirus software. And lots of IoT devices are as small as sensors. It's impossible to run antivirus software on these sensors. And on the firewall side, we believe moving forward, lots of the segmentation-based or parameter-based security approaches are going to lose its effectiveness, because the whole point for IoT is actually to have everybody connected with everybody. So moving forward, we still need the gateway, we still need the firewall, but we cannot always assume that we can always keep the bad guys outside of the door. Moving forward, we have to assume within the same room, there are going to be bad guys sitting together with good guys. Then the question is, how do we distinguish the bad guys from the good guys? And we came up with after 2.5 years in-depth study analysis and deployment, we came up with a solution. It's called device personality-based deep learning. And we believe the critical thing is to understand all these devices, understand what it's supposed to do, what's its basic functionality, what's its normal behavior. And one good thing about IoT devices is, as we mentioned before, these are purposely built devices for a fixed set of functionalities. For example, X-ray. We know we only use X-ray machines to take images, to upload images, to archive images. So it's only supposed to go to these two servers, two websites, and only supposed to do these three things. So based on that, we can actually use deep learning, machine learning, to automatically build up its normal behavior model or a whitelist, and we keep monitoring its behavior. If someday it deviates from its normal behavior, then we can easily catch it. So overall, in summary, Zingbox solution, we don't need to touch any device, which make it a lot scalable, and scalability is definitely the biggest challenge in IoT. And also, we don't need to interrupt the operation. We only listen to the traffic, use deep learning technology that automatically model IoT device behavior and build up device personality. And based on that, we protect these devices.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Mei Wang, co-founder and CTO of Zingbox, a Silicon Valley IoT security startup with a mission to cure IoT healthcare, life or death mission, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Wang, continuing on, how will your approach to help the healthcare industry address this big issue?
From talking to people in healthcare, many hospitals we talk to, extensive conversations, we found actually there are lots of pain points and urgent pain points and some common pain points. For example, the first thing we realize is actually for many CISOs, chief information security officers we talk to that are in charge of hospitals, the first issue they see is the visibility of these IoT devices, because all of a sudden all these devices start to connect it online, and it used to be the IT department who's in charge of all the network and all the devices. But actually for the traditional medical devices, it used to be under management of a group called Biomed. So then in the hospital, who's really in charge of the security of the overall hospital, including these IoT devices? And the first challenge they see is they don't even know. If you ask a CISO, how many IoT devices do you have? Most of them have no idea, what kind of IoT devices they have and how many they have in their network. So the first thing we actually provide, Zingbox product, is called IoT Guardian. The first thing we provide is, by deploying our software, we have a software agent sitting at the gate of the network right next to switch, and we also have our analytic engine runs in the cloud. And the first thing we can provide by running the automatic machine learning algorithms without any human intervention, we can tell you automatically what kind of IoT devices you have in your network and what kind of IoT devices you have. And then the second value we provide is the risk assessment. We can tell you every day, every hour, every minute, how secure these devices are. What are the potential security risks they're carrying? And we actually give each device a security risk score to tell you how secure these devices are. Because these are dynamic situations. The device that was secure yesterday might not be secure anymore today. And then after the visibility, after the risk assessment or device profiling, the third step is we provide protection. because we can use machine learning to automatically build up the normal behavior for a particular machine, which what we call device personality. So we understand what this person or device is supposed to do, what is normal behavior, what are the things they can do. And then if it does anything outside of this range, then we can send alert, we can do quarantine, we can take enforcement and active actions to protect these devices.
Lastly, do consumers or patients benefit from your solution through Zingbox?
I think consumers and patients are the biggest beneficiary from these solutions because the deployment of IoT devices actually bring us lots of efficiency and can reduce the cost, can help provide better, faster, and more tailored healthcare services. And because of these IoT devices, we can actually get lots of data that we couldn't get before and get all these data more or less in real time, a lot faster than we could get before. And all this data are going to be so valuable in terms of our healthcare services, whether it is diagnosis or any treatment. And those can dramatically improve the quality of service that can be provided to consumers and patients. And with the security solutions in place, then as a consumer, as a patient, we can have a peace of mind. We don't need to worry about the privacy issues. We don't need to worry about the data leakage issues. We don't need to worry about the security of devices. And we put all those issues into the expert's hand, and they can provide a very secured Internet of Things. If without security, Internet Things can be Internet of Troubles. So at Zingbox, our mission is to provide the most advanced solutions and most effective solutions to protect all these IoT devices so that in turn, the healthcare personnel can provide the best patient care, patient service to our consumers.
Well, Dr. Wang, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and we really appreciate all that you're doing in the healthcare space. And again, thanks for introducing these solutions to our audience. If you would, tell our listeners how we can get more information accordingly and how one could be in touch.
Can definitely get onto our website, www.zingbox.com, Z-I-N-G-B-O-X.
Once again, Dr. Wang, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today here on eHealth Radio, and certainly wishing you and Zingbox all the best.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Mei Wang, co-founder and CTO of Zingbox, a Silicon Valley IoT security startup with a mission to cure IoT healthcare. And for more information, simply visit Zingbox.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare, health news, and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.